Boys, we love a bit of donk chat on this show. My word, we do.
Yes, we do. We love it here.
But there's nothing funny about premature ejaculation.
No, I'm not laughing at that.
Well, we've all had moments where we've blown our beans a bit quicker than you, or more importantly, your partner would have liked. Thankfully, Steady Freddy's medically backed delay spray is here to help you put in that four-quarter effort. Finish the game!
Yes, come on.
You wouldn't ruck without a shin guard.
Nope.
So why would you f*** without Steady Freddy? All orders are express posted, which means it'll come fast.
Oh, yeah.
But you won't. Oh. And for that extra boost, try their Ball Boost supplements, which are designed to keep your swimmers healthy and the libido on the up. Very important for little drapers and little goringers.
Yes, it is, correct.
So visit steadyfreddy.com or use the code 200PLUS to get 15% off your first order. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. My goodness, get me some of that.
Yes, it is 200PLUS. Yes, it is. The worst podcast on the internet at the moment.
That sounded hopeless.
Does anyone
You've
actually
got
listen
no
to this
presence.
Show?
Yeah, lots of people.
Who?
And it's growing.
No
They're
one listens.
Big, small, medium, old, young, male, female.
No.
Everyone's listening.
I haven't seen
Everyone's
any stats
talking
at
about
all.
Us. We have our own words. No. We have our own behaviours.
Poor man's
and you're
list
not part of it.
It's poor man's list clogger,
as they're
calling it. Now, if
Certainly
anyone is
not.
Out there listening to this, I apologise already. Yeah, I don't even know. So what did we went to Mount Buller.
You may need security to get out of this building.
I'm actually
concerned. Our friends are threatening to bash Rish and Rath, and they're happy to bash you too. Okay? So settle down.
No, just before I get into it, I do want to apologise to the 200-plus community.
Thank you.
For absolutely nothing.
I'll bash you. Seriously. They don't like you.
Well, I actually am nervous.
I like
I'm a little
that they
bit
don't
nervous.
Like you.
No, I do. I respect.
Show us some respect.
I do. I respect
we have
the show.
Big numbers.
You're doing great
We're
things.
We're a big audience, big man podcast.
You're doing great things.
Thank you, mate.
You're doing great things. So fantastic. It's a great show. And obviously, it's all a part of the act. I love the show, obviously.
I know.
And love the community. But we went to Mount Buller this week. So I want to do a little bit of a precursor of the show. Went to Mount Buller. You actually organised this.
I did.
Shout out to Rilla and the crew.
Yeah, they were fantastic. So they had us up there. So it's a bit different, okay? You were continuing your skiing journey and you start talking Austrian and all that sort of stuff.
Hungarian.
Goz was having his first go, which was really interesting.
Yes.
And we had a bit of fun. We did a live show. You hung out with nine-year-olds. Goz and I had a bit of a crack on the source. I'm still a bit dusty. You can hear it.
Yeah.
So it's a different show. We didn't talk as much footy. But the crowd liked us.
So what happened with this was we were doing a 200-plus List Cloggers crossover.
Yes, live audience. 100
live
people
audience.
There.
And what we did was, and this is probably a bit of a learning for next time, we did a podcast, a live show, and a TV show in one.
Yeah.
So basically when you're listening to this, it will make no sense to anyone what's actually happening. Because if you're watching the TV, there's going to be throws to vision.
Yeah, packages.
If you're in the live show, they didn't see any of the packages.
They had no idea.
And if it's a podcast... No one knew what the podcast was. But in saying that, it was a really good show.
Yeah.
We're getting on to give you a bit of a precursor to understand. It might be a bit hard to follow, but Handsome Darcy in the studio now.
Yep.
He has edited up the video. There will be a live video of this on YouTube. The full show with the packages, Goz snowboarding, you and I skiing, and everything at Moosehead will be on the producer YouTube page.
So listen to the pod if you love listening to your pods.
Yes.
You'll get a 200-plus. But this one... Go over to producer YouTube because there's fun games, packages, you hanging out with nine-year-olds. What were you doing? Mate, just hang out with your mates. You spent the whole night with a nine-year-old with a mullet.
Those nine-year-olds had more IQ than any 200-plus.
No, you embarrassed yourself. Okay? You looked a bit weird.
There's a link in the show notes to the show, to the YouTube channel, so make sure you jump on there. You can watch it all. And we're also going to be doing a vlog. So there's going to be a vlog of a trip as well. Which was really good. So, again, 200-plus community, love all you guys. Just want to smooth things over and hope that, you know, you don't come and burn the studio down.
Do you want to say what we say? Get your knees up.
Okay. What about the 200-plus fan that you disrespected at Mount Buller? He said
it's a work in
he
progress.
Came back.
I'm fixing
you're
the problem.
New, you're new to the stardom. You're new to the fan engagement. You know, back at corporate Channel 10, you don't want to. You're too good for the fans.
Never
but,
too good.
Well, there was a fan that
couldn't
noticed
get a coffee
you at Mount
in LA
Buller.
Without getting mobbed.
There's a fan that noticed you at Mount Buller, a 200-plus fan, and you absolutely swamped them off.
I didn't. I was having some IBS issues right at that time. I had a bit of a bellyache. And the young fella said, "G'day, Butts." And I just didn't think he was talking to me. And then said, "Raw dogging, edging, yeah." And then I knew he was talking to me and I gave him some love. But I apologised for brushing him the first time.
Yeah, even his beautiful partner said that she thought that you were a bit of a
douche.
Yeah,
a jerk. But I apologise.
Yeah.
The one...
Look, I'd be surprised.
I gave the wrong date on the show.
But I'd actually be surprised.
Up and booked the wrong night's accommodation. Handsome suit Baldy might fix that up, and we'll give him a shin guard or something.
In all fairness to you, I'd be surprised if 200 plus had a fan as well. So it's fine.
We've got lots.
Yeah, to know that. So.
I've been sort of DMing my fans all morning about ruck issues.
Yeah, fantastic. I'm sure they're very keen about that.
Yeah,
yeah. Good.
Get off. Get him off.
And lastly, one last one was this didn't get brought up, but the amount of times that. People thought that Dan and I were with our dad at Mount Pool. Oh, it was hilarious.
Yeah, well, when you hang
they said, that's awesome, man. I didn't realise that you guys are brothers and then you brought your dad along. That's a good family trip.
Is that funny? That's your material on Dylan Frank. That's your sort of shit jokes.
They said, look at this dad. He's got one little pissant son and one that's grown bigger than him.
At least I hung around with adults.
Yeah.
Stop hanging around with kids. It's creepy. You're almost 30, you freak.
I'm going to leave now. All right, thanks. Have a tune in.
Well, how good's this? A pod by the big men of the competition and women. For too long, ruckmen have been seen and not heard, told to get knees in the back, sit in the hole, shut up in meetings, no opinions. Well, it's bullshit and it's got to stop. This is 200 plus. Get your knees up, boys.
From the Moose Head at Mount Buller, Mick Butler, alongside the TikTok King, Dan Norwich, and the Podfather, Billy Buckley. Boys, how good to be at the Moose Head with this gigantic moose. Beautiful. Big crowd. Big crowd of legends.
Huge crowd. How are we feeling? Never seen a moose before, but I know that's not real because that is the biggest thing I've ever seen in my life. They can't be that big.
No, they are. They are big. They're very big.
That was walking around 2 years ago.
Nick, I didn't want to mention this and start it off on a note, but I did say we were actually here last year
doing a live show.
Teams on 10. We're doing an old show that Nick and I used to work on. No longer...
It's in the drawer.
It's no longer actually live. You can't really see it anymore. We did a live show and we cannot be more blessed. Thank you to everyone for coming. We've got Drew from Hillside Footy Club and the team boys all over here. We've got the Pasco Vale guys over there as well. We've got people from everywhere. Where's loving it. And we did not get one person to our show last year. This is incredible.
Had two. But we've got two-year-olds and footballers and chicks and guys. This is fantastic. Yeah. While we're doing thank you to Mount Buller for having us, the Moose Head. A couple of things with Buller. Make it midweek.
Yep.
Very good midweek. No one around, cheaper drinks, all that sort of stuff. And the season goes all the way to October. So if you bomb out of the finals, get up here.
Yeah.
Should we talk some snow?
I was just going to say, with the snow, the best thing about it is you've been a snow boy your whole life. You're very, very good.
Yeah, snow boy, same.
I'm quite new to it. My first year last year, and Dan's is your first time.
I was born in the snow.
No, you weren't. This is your first day today. You had a lesson, which was incredible. But I think I want to make clear, any level, if you've never skied before, get up the mountain. There's something special about being in the snow. Spiritually, I think it's the best thing I've ever done.
What does it do for you? It does some weird stuff. I'm going to give you some feedback.
Yeah.
You speak a bit Austrian when you come up here. You put on an accent. That's very strange.
No, I don't do that.
You drink 15 Gatorades a day for some reason. You have some hydration anxiety. But you seem happy and you seem alive when you come to the snow.
I do. We're all big fans here of the shows, but obviously I love being hydrated and it's very important to be hydrated. We're having some beautiful drinks tonight, but always make sure you're hydrated. Because in the snow, you feel like sometimes I'm around snow, I'm around ice, I'm around water. That doesn't mean you're drinking it.
You can eat it.
You got to continue to drink water while you're up there. No, you can't.
You can eat it.
No. Get back to our first day on the snow in a sec. But first of all, this show, it's a bit of a hybrid, weird show. So we're List Cloggers and 200 Plus. Got some good stuff. So we were going to have a special guest, a two-time Olympian, Anton Grimace, to join us. Like, you know, ski cross, big beard, 100 kilo, runs pension, Grimace. Then Dan thought he was Anthony Grover, the footballer, so
we canceled him.
But he was brought to us by Impact Dharma, the best shin guards in the business.
Yeah.
So Anton's a legend, he's just not coming to the show. But we're also doing Snow People Hoop, which is List Cloggers.
Yes.
That's just some weirdness and annoying things in the snow. Budgie smuggle. We've got a heap of budgies to give out. Big sack full of budgies. So we've got a bit of a finish this sentence for budgie smuggler.
Smuglets as well. So
smuglets, we do.
Male and female outfits we've got. A round of hands up. Does anyone wear budgies or smuglets? Anyone wear them?
Yeah,
we've got some there.
Two, three.
Fantastic.
Pasco
boys.
And don't put your hand up. This isn't actually a good thing, by the way, but who wears boardies here? Does anyone wear boardies? No, you don't.
Yeah,
You don't wear boardies. Not anymore. You're getting some budgies you can go home with. Fantastic.
Big rig like that. Get it out, man.
Yeah, get it out. Feel free.
And we might even talk a bit of footy. Just a little bit of footy. You've been in the Greek islands or somewhere for a month, so probably haven't been watching much footy.
Not much.
Dan feels footy. No, you don't. You're not
I'm
a stat
footy
man.
No, you
feel it.
Yeah, like
so
feel
we'll talk
footy.
A bit of footy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So let's get into it.
So let's roll into it. Hey. Davis,
yeah.
Right, how were you? You had a crack. Firstly,
it was great.
We rolled out the red carpet for 2 days. You didn't arrive.
No,
you were getting treated like Kim Kardashian with a private lesson, and then finally you rolled in 2 days late.
It was great.
And the lifts are closed.
It was great. Near-death experience getting up the mountain. Anyone take a bus up here? Those bus drivers have no concept of how wet the roads are, how many people are in the bus. So on the way up here, I was actually...
It's very safe for anyone at home that's thinking about coming up.
It's very safe, but I did just send some messages to family and friends just in case the safe bus didn't make it up here. But I am here. It's great to be here and got to get down, so could still send them.
Yeah.
But they are safe.
Now, we're going to have a big ski tomorrow as well to make sure we make up for it. I am heart and soul into skiing now. We came up last year, as I said, first time. Little Buller, family run, Summit.
Summit, you love the Summit?
Love the Bourke Street, avoiding everyone. It's actually quite hard. And where else have we been?
Mate, the whole mountain.
Here's
standard.
Yeah.
Big thing on your skiing. So you came up last year, had a go, and you didn't know the risks, did you? You know, you came out like that big moose. You came out with your big moose balls and decided to... hit a big jump and near kill yourself.
Yeah.
And then this year, you're all reserved and you've lost your courage.
No, that's not true. Last year, I hit a jump and you'll see the vision right now. Let's just throw to the vision. Fucking love skiing. And then this year,
what happened?
Well, that was just that was an offset. There was a big lip and I ended up sort of doing a bit of a half back flip, landed on my back. Upper vertebrae.
Oh, yes.
But this year I thought I'd redeem myself. So yesterday I went out and actually hit another jump. Check this out.
Go harder, where are your balls? Better.
I went off about 1 foot of air, so that was it. There's a joke there.
So have you lost your edge?
I've lost the edge in skiing, but I am enjoying it. It's, as I said, it's been incredible. My first experience, hands up here, who had their first experience this trip with the T-bar?
T-bar riders.
And can we yell out, how did you enjoy it? Did you get it first go? How many goes did it take you to get the T-bar? Two.
You had a bit of T-bar anxiety.
I had a bit of T-bar anxiety, and much so. It took me about four goes. Everyone was waiting for me. The momentum was building up. It got worse and worse. And I must say, Mount Bull is incredible, but there was one person that I was waiting for the T-bar on my right hand, had my ski poles here. Then I decided to give the T-bar to my left hand and had to quickly get it hooked into my belt. Literally did a backflip. And again, it was really safe and didn't hurt at all. So
really
I wouldn't let that put anyone off coming, but it was exciting.
Okay, so you're improving your skiing, but you're becoming a bit of a wuss.
Yep.
That's the story with you. What about you, big boy? You jumped on the snowboard. Why did you want to go to the snowboard? We're trying to make you Austrians like Bill and I.
Yeah.
And you just want to be cool.
Just swag. Just want to have a bit of coolness about me. Skiers, who actually skis here? There's a lot of skiers here.
Yeah.
Snowboarders.
No.
Respect.
Sorry, wait.
As a snowboarder, awesome. Respect you so much. Obviously, cool lads.
Sorry.
So much swag. I now have swag as well. I was on the Wombat Run, the easy run today.
Yeah, Bourke Street.
And as I was going past people, they're saying that guy's literally the coolest person I've ever seen.
I must admit, I don't want to make enemies in this show straight away. Please don't think that this is offensive, but I am trying to offend you. Snowboarding, unless you're under the age of 13, you shouldn't be snowboarding.
Okay. I like it's big cool, you're like Kane Corns with the ski wheel.
You shouldn't be snowboarding. Snowboarding is for young adults, under 13 years of age. Yeah. After that, you've got to get to skiing, I think.
Strong, very strong.
Is that fair?
No.
I'm getting some fair calls.
No.
So, thank you.
So if you do ski, what are you, arrogant? That's awesome. Me and the snowboarder's gone out tomorrow. We're going to do a tour of the mountain, just the Wombat Run.
You didn't do Wombat Run. You did Magic Mountain.
I did.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I did Magic Mountain, and it was magic, me and the snowboard, so
Magic
cool.
at TV? He just goes down Magic Mountain.
Actually, speaking of T-Bar...
Shut up!
we're throwing to something.
Oh, sorry.
How can it be? This piss.
Just use the edge. Just watch your wrist. But that's kind of heavy.
Oh, I like to go up the hills. Oh, if people go down, I go up them. It's easier.
It's going all right.
It's going all right.
He's got big, strong quads.
Yeah.
Bit of BDE.
Yeah.
And he's raw dogging with no goggles, which we love.
Oh, no
goggles for gods.
Let's go up the hill.
Let's go together. Oh, look at him go! Yes!
Look at him!
Easy!
So much air. That's what I do, I just hit air way better than anyone here.
Oh,
altitude sickness for that jump. Oh! Actually, speaking of the T-bar, there wasn't a T-bar on the Wombat Run, the Magic Mountain, but there was a little ramp that you get on, escalator.
Yeah.
That was quite difficult, wasn't it?
The kiddies ramp,
the
magic
ramp.
Carpet.
Yeah.
It can throw you around a bit.
It threw me around, so that combined with the bus ride up here, I was in all sorts. So
yeah,
it was
I wouldn't
good.
Admit to
so that.
That
ticks off the scheme. We're in love with the snow, want to come back.
Mm.
Buller will have us back, we'll be back, because it's just great vibes. Good to see some footballers up here.
Yeah.
I like the Pascoval boys saying, Tuesday training, you're going all right, miss it. Get back to Thursday.
Yeah, and from all reports, Pasco Vale are doing great things this season as well. They're really head and soul.
The Tooze boys over there. Yeah, the Tooze boys.
Hillside. And coax midweek as well.
That's fine. Hillside have actually had a big game in the thirds against Keelor this week, I think. So they're going to go well, which will be very exciting.
Good for the health.
Sorry, just to jump back, as you know, we're here to talk about skiing, but obviously a bit about footy as well.
Yes, footy.
I don't like to sort of get you on these tangents of long stories because you can put people asleep. But one thing that you were telling me the other day was actually quite interesting was about Darcy Moore. So Darcy Moore, we all know Darcy Moore plays for Collingwood Footy Club. Everyone knows Darcy?
Yeah, Darcy Moore. Nice. Thank you, that one person.
Can you maybe indulge and tell about his old man and him and how much even skied in mid-season when he was playing AFL?
Yeah, Peter Moore. Yeah. Well, back then, footy was semi-professional, so you had a life. It was a little bit less stringent to what you guys went through. But all those Collingwood guys of the 70s used to ski up here every Sunday. So
they'd come up
Peter
after
Moore
games.
Would dominate on the MCG in front of 80,000 and be up at 5 a.m. to do his rehab. Have it pull up. A few beers, back to training Tuesday, like the Pasco boys.
Yep.
Nice. And that's the way he rolled. He's a gun skier, he skis here, he goes to the States, and Darcy's a really good operator too.
Came late.
I mean, you can blow out your knee, but hopefully you don't, and it can lead to good form.
Yeah. Love it.
Right. Should we talk a bit of footy?
Yes.
First of all, for all the 200 plus fans listening, you have bagged our show. From the start, you didn't believe.
So what's it called again?
It's called 200 Plus. It's a podcast for big men and women, tall people. It's footy from a higher place. You didn't believe in it, did you?
Believe in your show?
No.
No, I didn't.
Why?
No. I still don't.
Shame on you.
Yeah, I still don't believe in the show. I don't know how.
But it's rating
still,
so high.
Yeah, it's. I don't know how that's happening. The show is, so just to give context again, the show 200 plus, which refers to 200 plus centimetres, anyone over that size, they feel like they don't have a voice. A lot more people over here. Yeah. A lot more voice in footy, and I disagree.
Boys and girls.
Yeah, I don't think that they really need a voice. There's a reason they don't have one.
Because you're 165 centimetres, aren't
you? I am 165, and that's fine. It's good to be small.
Well, we can't hear you down there sometimes.
So we can't. Yeah. So I don't really like the show that much. I don't think it's very good. And I don't think it'll last much longer than the rest of this season, unfortunately.
Well, it's going
to. That's insulting.
And it's like a rocket.
We are.
So you're making enemies galore. Shall we talk a bit of footy?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right? So we're not going to get to Jared Waitley, to David King here.
No.
We just want to have a bit of a think about it because the finals are only 3 weeks away, plus a bye.
Yep.
So let's get the crystal ball out. I do respect both of your thoughts and feelings on footy.
Thank you.
Right. Premiership favourite feels. What do you think?
Me first?
Yes, you first.
Okay, this year, Geelong have annoyed me for a long time.
Same.
Why?
Well, they've been very good. They've been very good, but they're not good enough to win grand finals. Like, at the last sort of 5-6 years, they've been buffering around that fourth position, but they're never actually going to win.
Yep.
This year is the first year I actually think that they will win the grand final. And the reason being is the fact that Dangerfield, Salwood, there's no Ablett anymore. Those players, even Hawkins, who's still in tremendous form, but those players that have been carrying them trying to get to a grand final, they're no longer their best players anymore. You've got guys like Jeremy Cameron, Cam Guthrie, Jack Henry. These are the guys now that are actually being more important than their best players. So I actually think that's going to make them a better team going forward, and I think they'll win the grand final.
Right.
I like it. What about you, Gozza?
I think Sydney are going to win it.
Sydney?
For what reason? None really, just playing good footy at the moment. And I think they'll keep it going. No, I think if you line up everyone's best footy alongside each other at the moment, and you say, okay, that last day in September, the grand final, whose best footy could win it all over the other teams? I think Sydney do it.
They're very young.
They are young.
They've sort of got 10 players under 50 games.
Yeah.
You like that ball?
I like the young blood coming through. You?
I'm with Dill. I'm a frustrated Geelong supporter. They've annoyed me. Their bottom five's always been a bit weak, I reckon, in the last few years. Always dropping players, revolving door, in and out. I reckon they're settled, and their defence is better. And they just seem a bit stronger and more consistent. So I think Geelong will win. Brownlow. Who's going to win?
For me? Well, firstly, can I just make a big statement
on
this?
Go for it.
Go. I hate the Brownlow medal. I think it's a silly, silly medal. I don't think it should be judged by umpires anymore. It's getting to the stage where...
The media to do it.
Well, I think that the best award that you can win in the AFL individually is the AFL Players Association, MVP.
Who would care?
That award is voted by all the players. Your own peers, your own teammates and opponents are voting for that award. So I think that's the best award that you can win in footy. No, it's not at all. I think that's the best award you can win. You're most respected by all the players, but who do I think wins that this year? I think Clayton Oliver will win the Brownlow. Yeah.
Like it?
I think it'll be Paddy Cripps the first half of the year and then Andy Brayshaw. Very hard to go past.
Andy Brayshaw?
Yes.
Fremantle?
Yes. Yeah. Andy Brayshaw, yep. By an absolute mile. And Lockie Neal very, very close.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Right. I think Paddy Cripps. His first half of the year, I just reckon he'll back up the truck and he's just done enough. Am I wrong? I mean, he hasn't been setting the world on fire, but he still gets 25 kicks a couple.
True.
I think Cripper can win it.
Yeah.
Prod crew looking at me funny. Do I need to change batteries or? Yes, we do. Get a beer. We've got to change some batteries. First segment down.
Sorry, it's showbiz, everyone.
Final footy prediction from the boys. Then we're going to get a few people up, give away some budgies. Bolt up. So surprise all Australian or young kid that's just emerged this year. You love the kids. You're always getting behind the young guys making their way in the footy. Who's your bolter?
My bolter this year, this isn't breaking any news here. This player's been good for a long time, but I think they've taken it to the next level. And again, next year could be the best player in the game by far.
Right.
Shea Bolton? He's one player that I literally will go and pay money to watch play football.
Yeah, it's good.
Love the way he plays. Incredible. Like, his arms are so long. Love everything he does. I think he's in better form. He's Richmond's most important player at the moment.
Good Bolter. Yeah, yeah. You, Gozza?
Mine is someone who I'm mentoring right now, someone who I see putting myself in when I used to play footy. That's Sam Draper.
He has bolted.
He has bolted a lot. I think next year he will be an All-Australian. But as his unofficial mentor, it's great to see his progression so far.
I like it. There's a push to get him in the squad this year. We need to bombard Kane Corns as Insta to get Drapes in the squad.
I'm pushing for it, so he's mine.
Mine, Bombers as well, Mason Redmond, the Red Dog. Dashes off half back, long goals, weird dog celebration he does. He could be Australian.
Yeah, that's interesting that you're picking two Essendon players when they are probably the most underperformed team of the season. Any Essendon supporters here?
Get out.
Yeah.
And a scarf.
Oh, wow.
I like it. So, they're Bombers. So let's get a bit of audience interaction. I want a Pascoe Bailey.
On
one of you.
Here we go.
Round of applause. What's your name,
brother?
Tim.
There's
Timmy. Get a mic. We need a mic for
Timmy. Where's the mic? So you guys are going to wrestle.
Darcy,
Andrew,
do something.
And we're going to watch. You guys are going to wrestle. We're
going to
get
to
beer.
Yeah. Right, we'll start with you,
that's weird.
Timmy.
Check on two.
Premiership fancy this year?
I reckon Sydney as well.
Do you? Why?
Yeah, thank you.
I reckon a young team.
Yeah.
A lot of energy. And they're getting their best footy.
Their
best footy is probably better than anyone else.
Yeah, I disagree.
I don't mind it.
Would you give Buddy Franklin? I've got a mic on my chest.
You've got a mic, sorry.
Would you give Buddy Franklin $800,000 again this year.
Hard hitting questions.
No, again, I don't think Buddy's as good as he used to be. I think he's been a great player, one of the best of all time, but he's at the end of his career.
Somehow we've become AFL 360.
Yeah, yeah, it's AFL 370.
Brownlow medal, Timmy?
Petrarca.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, solid.
He's the last leg of my Maltese. So.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough. Happy with that? And your bolter, your young bolter.
Thought about those questions. I know it's his first year, but Nick Dacos.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Nick Dacos.
Very good.
I love that.
Astute. Give the man some budgies.
Give
the
buddy.
Extra small. Stupid material. Stupid material.
Right on.
Fantastic.
We've
got Drew from Hillside, EDFL, plays in the thirds.
In the twos.
That's better than the twos.
Any ruck work, big fella?
No. Full forward, full back.
Yeah, we love that. Yeah, both ends. Okay, Drew.
Red. Look at him.
Big. Who do you think wins the premiership this year?
I'm a Tigers boy, so I wish the Tigers, but
they got no chance.
Yeah, a bit of
no chance.
Bit of reality chucked in there, and probably Geelong, I'd say.
Geelong? Yeah. Who do you like from Geelong?
Oh, mate,
Danger's a freak, and liking Cummins at the moment.
Yeah, and
Jeremy Cameron is a star as well. So.
You know what? We know the inside of Drew here. Atkins is actually one of the best stories in football.
He's a beauty,
we won't tell it tonight because I'll put everyone to sleep, but it's a very, very exciting chat for another time. Who is the Brownlow?
Yeah, potentially Petrarca.
Started slow, didn't he?
Yeah, I don't know. It's tough. Yeah, like you boys speak about, there hasn't been huge standout players this year.
That's a good point.
We have been saying that. Obviously, a list clog is fan over here. He really doesn't like 200 plus as well. He's telling me off air. Bolter. Who's your Bolter
for
the
season?
I'd have to go with
Noah Bolter.
Yeah.
Bolton again.
Shea Bolton.
But also Dakes is brilliant to watch as well. So.
Yep. Was that all the questions I had to ask?
Pretty much.
Fantastic. Well done. You get some budgets.
Yeah,
well done. Cheers.
Well done.
Cheers. Of course he's a skier, mate. He's a great bloke.
Right on. So good footy chat.
Great chat.
Okay, to the pod. So let's get a bit list cloggery because it's a half-half podcast. You handle this because it's your podcast.
Thank you so much. I will. I appreciate that. Now, list cloggers, I'm sure we're all aware of it, aren't we?
Yeah.
So you'd be super aware of our famous segment, which we call People Who. Yes, of course. So just for those, if there's someone who doesn't know that, I'll just remember you what it is. It's People Who. So people who do certain things that are very innocuous that just annoy you a little bit. So it could be like people who, I don't know, Dan, help me out here.
Drive buses up the hill really quickly.
Yeah,
things
like
that.
People who don't wave when you let them in for traffic.
Yes.
Things like that, okay?
Yeah. We don't like them normally.
We don't. Normally they're not positive.
Yeah.
I've got a snow edition that I picked up yesterday. People who, when you're going up the ski lift, don't fill the chairs and they just go two at a time when there's six seats. It's like, I'm waiting in line.
Yes.
I want to get up there and I want to carve the mountain.
Same.
I don't want you to wait for three of your mates and you two go on a personal trip together. Let's just all go up together.
Did you not do this yesterday, though?
No.
And you were taking selfies of yourself and doing reels?
No, I didn't.
You
do that.
Did.
So that's my people who for this week.
Hypocrite.
When you see people, just fill them up. Let's all get up there together and have fun.
Okay, like that. Not a bad.
Yeah,
not
nice.
Bad.
Thank you.
After the unreal bus ride I had this morning, people who are wearing shorts at the moment, at the snow.
It's weird.
What are you doing? There's no need to wear shorts here. It's very cold. We understand that. Yeah, you're pretty tough. I understand that, but no need to wear shorts. So people who are rocking shorts around here, don't do that.
Stop it.
Stop it, please.
It's weird. It's attention seeking. Mine is a little bit chairlift related too. Is people that bang the guard down on your head.
Yeah.
It might just be a big thing, but I've had it done four times. I'm a bit concussed. I'm a bit off because people don't wait till you sit back and bang the bar down. We're not going to fall off in the first meter.
Yeah, it's true.
So relax.
Yeah, I like that. Can I say one more as well? Again, quite controversial, but people who snowboard.
Yeah.
Just like grow up and just get some skis.
That's
fine.
That's fair.
I like it. And can I throw in another one?
Unless you're Scotty James, you should be skiing.
Can we go around the crowd for a bit of people who?
Yeah, if you've got one,
does anyone have a people who? Timmy again.
Give him the mic. Give him the mic. Yeah.
Timmy, take the mic.
All I know is jumps, Timmy.
And it's on. Take the mic.
So those flat tracks, the cat tracks.
Cat tracks.
Trying to get some speed.
Yeah.
When there's, again, the snowboarder sitting in the middle of it. And you lose all your speed and then you're
playing with himself.
Yeah.
It's probably bad for your distraction, Timmy. Like, that guy's really cool sitting down.
Yeah.
Give Timmy another pair.
Timmy, actually get out.
Just on the snowboarders again, just quickly. When you're trying to traverse across a mountain and they're just sitting there putting their straps back on, you're like, see, what are you doing? See you later.
Get them off.
Just go straight past them.
Get them off.
Yeah. Nothing better than when skiers just do like zigzags down the hill. Just go down flat like a full ride. Go down as quick as you can. Don't worry about braking. That's what I like to do.
Any more? Lots of budgies, yes. Darcy, do something. Give the man the mic.
Sorry, just quietly. I'm going to launch budgies buggers. Everyone who asks a question. So heads up around them.
People who ride in only t-shirts looks terrible.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
I like that.
They just think they're too cool.
Sorry. I almost took someone's head off.
Yeah, that's not impressive. Even just to add on to that with you, like people who don't wear helmets, you're not impressing me. Let's protect our brains.
Yeah.
Like,
that's not doggy.
It's not cool. It's not cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Like people who are scared again.
Another one?
Pit vipers. Pit vipers.
What's that?
Oh, the big sunnies.
They're shut.
Deal's got them.
People who have pit vipers.
You would. Deal skis and has pit vipers.
I don't have pit vipers.
You show them.
No, I don't have pit vipers, but I agree. Yeah, very good. We're all really attacking each other now. I like it.
Righto. I'm just launching random items now.
Yeah, got people who wear their beanies and they like pull them up the whole way, you know?
Yeah,
you
does that.
Yes. Yes.
Deal does that in pit vipers.
Good.
These are good.
People aged above 13 in snowboard.
Okay.
Yes! Yes!
Honestly, get out now. Actually, even if skis can now leave, you've been great having you, but all the cool kids are going to hang out now.
Yeah. Get some more.
Last couple.
Now that's fine.
Any more Drake's people t-shirts?
Any more? I've got some beanies.
Drake's t-shirts.
I've got some Sam Draper's beanies. So we got Essendon.
Yep. And for a Draper beanie.
Welcome.
We got one.
Welcome.
People who are sitting down at the bottom of the chairlift, having a chat to the chairlift, trying to get out of the way, you're in your way, shift me.
Just get out of the way.
Get out of the way.
It's normally snowboarders as well, if you ask me.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. That was people who. Good interaction.
Yeah, well done.
Good Great crowd.
Well done.
Hey, we're getting towards the home run here, home straight.
The Wombat Run.
Budgie Smuggler segment, right? This is 200 plus areas, okay? We may not do a new one this week, but then we might. Last week, guys, it went off virally. So the way the Budgie Smuggler works is we put a sentence out there, you've got to finish it. Last week, it was the weirdest thing footy's made me do. Weird stuff footy's made you do. What's the winner?
Well, there's a few here. So honourable mentions to Matt West. He said, stop drinking on a Friday night.
Actually, why would he do that? Well, he's got to play footy. Fair enough.
A lot of the same stuff here. Jamie Edwards said getting out of bed early on a Saturday morning. Sending a mixtape over to the US during midlife crisis.
I was finding myself.
Yeah. Someone strapped a jarred thumb with electrical tape instead of strapping tape.
Don't mind it.
And the winner is from Dale Holm, who said he actually, in a game, weed his pants to keep warm in the middle of winter. In a game.
I like that. That's like weird. When you're boogie boarding.
Yes.
Very weird.
So he's the winner.
Well done, Dale. We'll send them out to you this week.
Okay. Yeah. So this one is because we're up at the snow. We love hot tubs and saunas. They're a beautiful perk of being at the snow. Dylan, are they not?
They are the best.
I mean, if you go after skiing, you love to get in a hot tub and or a sauna. I want to know hot tub and sauna etiquette. Like we know golf etiquette. We know skiing etiquette. What is some etiquette for the hot tub or the sauna?
Yeah.
Can't say I hot tub too much, if I'm being completely honest. I'd say though, one is a good one, is just like no splashing.
No farting?
I'm really
no
big.
Splashing.
Oh, I'm actually in the hot tub, and please jump in if you're wrong, but I'm not really one for putting the bubbles on. I'd rather just sit with it, just stagnant. Just a bath with everyone.
Yeah, right.
Interesting.
Yeah. Nice. In the hot tub, no rashies.
No rashies.
To wear a rash vest. You can have a little wee. That's fine. It's
no,
hot tub. Definitely no pooing.
No pooing.
Get
I
out
agree.
To do that. So yeah, they're my rules.
No, that's a good one. I'm a bit of a sauna man. I love the warm air in my lungs.
Yeah.
I think if you step in the sauna and someone's nude on their towel, you should nude.
Yeah.
Yeah,
nude and nude.
So, yeah. Like, you can't sit there in your bathers if someone else is nude.
I don't know how that's promoting budgie smugglers. It's actually anti. It's actually anti budgie smuggler.
Put your budgies on after the sauna.
Okay.
But anyway, sauna etiquette or hot tub etiquette should be .. Send best answer wins the.
Send it through on the podcast.
Budgies next week.
Love it.
Hey, we're almost there.
We're done.
That was it. Thank you to Mount Buller. Thank you to the Moosehead. Make it midweek and ski to the end of ski till October. And thank you for having us. Hopefully, we're back next year.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well done.
Jesus.